I'm loving it. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. Don't you love it too?
Sing this too.
欢迎大家又来收听潘吉 Jenny 告诉你 It's me Spencer guys
大家好我是 Jenny 那我们平时这个开言英语的推送啊通常在中午的时间午饭时间发也有很多朋友很爱一边吃东西一边听我们的节目那今天呢我们就要教教你如何用英语来干嘛 Spencer
Order McDonald's
点麦当劳因为很多朋友就是平时得快嘛对吧 Fast food 那麦当劳很快所以上班族的话我觉得就是少不了吃麦当劳啊。
Yeah, really. Just, you know, kind of limit your Maidanlao intake. But
你说的是对 limit 就是还是要控制一下这个量对吧
对对对
毕竟 fast food it's not the best the healthiest choice 但不管怎么说这个平时经常会做的餐饮选择呢我们今天就跟大家分享一下怎么用英语来点麦当劳那今天我们的这个微信推送也有很详细的文字版本啊大家可以来收藏学习转发请到我们的微信公众号开言英语开放的开语言的言回复麦当劳就可以了 OK 首先麦当劳英语叫做
McDonald's
诶你前面 再说一遍叫什么
McDonald's 麦当劳
Mc, 所以不是 McDonald's 是 Mc
Yeah McDonald's Yeah McDonald's
McDonald's 它这个拼法就英语里面会有很多大写的 M 小写的 C 后面一个字母又是大写然后在后面都是小写对吧
Yeah I guess McDonald's I guess Ronald McDonald was originally an Irish guy 他来自爱尔兰我其实我不
所以很多这个麦克什么什么的就大写的 M 小写的 C 然后再大写的一个字母 Mc 都是Irish 爱尔兰语
对比如说那个 UFC fighter McGregor
对 McGregor 对或者美国有一个这个政客 John McCain 是吧
Oh yeah I mean he's American but probably his family came from Ireland some time ago
好总之大家知道了啊 Mc 这样好 McDonald's 那怎么用英语来点麦当劳呢那我觉得首先我们就来讲讲麦当劳有 different kinds of burgers 对不对
Yeah 汉堡 right so different kinds of burgers
burgers 英语里面说汉堡就会说 hamburgers 但是口语里更常用的是 burgers 对吧
yeah that's right just getting a burger
getting a burger 就是比如中午想吃什么、How about a burger?
Yeah.
Burger and fries.
Yeah, how about we grab a burger and fries?
Grab a burger and some fries. Grab 这个动词就是就它是很 casual, 对吧就是我们去吃一个、去干一个什么、就是 grab something. 好 burger, 前面讲到的汉堡 burger, 或者你说的那个薯条英语叫做
French fries.
French fries, 法国薯条 French fries.
Yeah, so this is like totally off. This is way different than 薯条, right?
对，这跟中文的完全不一样。
Exactly. Yeah, so we call them French fries, and I don't know why. If you're in England, you know, they call them chips.
Chips, 对，英式英语里面，就是薯条会叫 chips, 就美式，美语里面 chips 是那种零食的薯片，对吧？
That's right. But for some reason, we call them French fries. But just like with the hamburger, we shorten it 会缩短 and 省略那个 French 就说 fries.
直接说 fries 也可以的啊。Fry 就是炸，然后这里是个名词 fries， 对吧
？Yeah, exactly.
Burger and fries. 那麦当劳的一些 burger， 麦当劳不同的汉堡，我们来讲一讲好了。Spencer，
okay.
我知道，就是。你现在是非常注重健康的啊，非常也注重健身。但是你跟我说，你小时候是一个小胖子，
对，
是吧 ？Chubby kid， 然后经常吃麦当劳，对不对
？Yeah, when I was a kid, I really liked fast food. I liked McDonald's, Burger King. There's a place in America called Wendy's. I like all of
Wendy's, 对，汉堡。那你当时吃，就点麦当劳，最爱什么汉堡呀？ What was your favorite burger?
Ooh, when I was a kid, my favorite, maybe, I don't know, something like the double cheeseburger, probably.
Double cheese.我也是，好像小朋友都很喜欢双层芝士，双层芝士，所以这个英文就叫 double cheese.
Yeah, the double cheeseburger. Yeah.
对，因为我其实我觉得我真的可能有十多年没有吃麦当劳了，然后最近的、
我也是
最近的一次是我儿子考完期末考，我大儿子。他现在已经快七岁了，但我平时就基本上不带他吃快餐，所以他可能从生下来到现在吃过两次麦当劳吧。然后他就苦苦地央求我说：“妈妈，你能带我去吃一次麦当劳吗？”后来我就看他很可怜，我说：“好吧，好吧。”然后我们到了麦当劳，他就是要点那个 double cheese 双层芝士，然后。对我说好那我也买一个然后 And then I said Oh my gosh This tastes exactly the same As I remembered 就是跟我十几年前或者二十年前吃的味道一模一样当时还觉得很快乐的 Like to share a moment with my son
Right, right
对对对
yeah, well, that's good I mean you got to you know, reflect on your childhood with your child So that's nice
Yeah, I'm loving it.
Yeah. All thanks to
这个是麦当劳的 slogan 是吧？广告。
Yeah, 对，这是他们的口号，这是 All thanks to Mickey D's. That's another thing. Some people call it Mickey D's.
Oh, Mickey D's 也可以啊，就 McDonald's Mickey D's， 听起来很可爱，
yeah.
是吧？
有一点 I guess I mean I don't know I feel like people from the inner city say yo let's go to Mickey D's
I'm loving it 我很喜欢的意思啊。好那当然除了双层集市以外呢麦当劳还有可能他们的最有名的吧 their signature 就是他们的巨无霸、
This would be the Big Mac right
Big Mac 对、okayBig Mac 听起来没有巨无霸那么霸气，你是觉得？
对吧 ？But yeah, so the Big Mac. So basically, three pieces of bread, two burger patties, some Qian Dao Zhang. So like some Thousand Island dressing.
Thousand Island dressing, Qian Dao Zhang. 对，所以英语就叫 Big Mac.
Yeah, the Big Mac.
The Big Mac. 然后你前面说就是像。它是双层的嘛，基本上，三层的，对吧？三层面包。
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, 三层面包。
如果就平时点三明治，有的时候大家在海外那国外的菜单上也会看到，他说什么一个 double decker 是吧？
Yeah.
就是这种什么双层三明治，或者他讲的就是有三层面包的，里面有双层夹心的一个 double decker。
That's right. Yeah, and you can get those at like a deli.
对美国的这种 deli 美国快餐店啊 double decker sandwiches 好那我们还说回麦当劳我记得我小时候除了喜欢 double cheese 以外我还很喜欢那个鸡的汉堡
Oh really just like the chicken fillet sandwich
啊、所以这个叫 chicken fillet or 这 McChicken
Yeah, well, the McDonald's one, sorry, is, yeah, McChicken. Anywhere else, it would be called, like, a chicken filet or something, like a tea pie. But, yeah, so a McChicken sandwich.
McChicken 就是麦当劳的这个麦香鸡是吧？哎，我老搞错，一个是炸鸡，一个是 McNuggets， 那个是麦乐鸡。
Yeah, 麦乐鸡是 McNuggets. 然后呢，说那三明治呢 is, yeah, the McChicken.其实 yeah, I don't know how to say it in Chinese. I never go to McDonald's anymore.
麦香鸡，所以其实它的这个对麦当劳的这个它不同的汉堡啊什么的，英语名字都会用就取那个 Mc 对吧？比如我们说 Chicken 鸡，然后它这个麦香鸡就是 McChicken， 然后呢、说的麦乐鸡炸鸡块，Nuggets 就是小块块对吧 ？Chicken Nuggets， 然后他们就会叫 McNuggets。
Yeah, that's right. So yeah, they kind of capitalize on that a little bit. Another example would be 一种甜点是McFlurry.
Oh, McFlurry 就是麦旋风。
哦，麦旋风 ，OK，
哎，叫麦乐旋风是吧？我也好久没去，但我还记得这个 McFlurry 刚推出的时候，我是特别爱吃。
Yeah, it's like ice cream with no dairy in it, so it's not really ice cream. It's like some, anyway, whatever.
The McFlurry 啊，
是。
好，那我们还漏说了一个，就是经典的 classic 麦当劳的汉堡。就我曾经也觉得它是一个很健康的。Anyway, 在麦当劳 menu 里面算比较健康，就是那个麦香鱼，就那个 fish 的那个 burger。
Filet-O fish。
Filet-O fish, OK. Filet、yeah. 就是比如你点牛排有那个牛菲力对吧 Filet 就是那一块排里面没有骨头的 Filet-O fish
Yeah, yeah, so Filet-O fish
所以它这个反而就不叫什么 McFish, McO fish 之类的
No, maybe they should call it the McFish It's easier to say than Filet-O fish
不是那样更 consistent 好那我们讲了很多麦当劳这个经典的汉堡现在他们也推陈出新嘛然后经常会有一些 seasonal special 或者在中国有一些适合中国口味 localized flavors 啊但今天我们节目的最后呢Spencer 他说想跟大家分享另外两个 Mac 什么什么的吃的东西、一个 burger 是吧
yeah,
他说是很有美国特色的
the egg McMuffin
egg McMuffin这个是早餐是吧是 McDonald's breakfast
yeah exactly so it's like a egg sandwich basically
叫 egg McMuffin、
mm-hmm.
啊、这个对要跟大家说说就是 muffin 可能你学过它意思是麦芬是那个像甜的小纸杯蛋糕、但是另外一种呢早餐我们吃的 English muffin 就是像、比较像两块汉堡的那个面包它是咸的一般
对对就是比较咸的
对
yeah, it's not, it, yeah
所以麦当劳的早餐呢它就是卖的最好的最受欢迎的就是这个Egg McMuffin
Yeah I actually now I think about it I said I hadn't had McDonald's in like 10 years but I actually had an Egg McMuffin at an airport within the past like 2 years andYeah, it tasted pretty good, I can't lie.
哎，真的，我怎么发现好像外国人都特别爱美，就是麦当劳的早餐，因为我记得好像有一些麦当劳，就是美国他说 now we serve breakfast like 24/7, 就是一整天你都可以买到，然后很多人就很开心的说太好了 ，I can get an egg McMuffin at like 10 p.m. 晚上十点也能买到这个麦就是麦当劳的这个麦乐芬嘛叫
Well, finally means they don't have to get out of bed early to go get McDonald's. They can be as lazy as they want and get that egg McMuffin any time of day.
最 lazy 的是让饿了么还送是吧
是啊就是
Adam 也很喜欢吃这个什么 egg McMuffin。
Yeah, the Egg McMuffin's quite tasty. He eats the Egg McMuffin, though. I think it has ham on it. He doesn't eat meat. He must take the ham off or something.
对，他要把里面肉弄掉。
That's
好吧。好，能让我们看一眼主播开心的是，大家请他们吃 Egg McMuffin 就行了啊。
Yeah.
那另外、
right.
最后要跟大家说的一个麦当劳经典的汉堡呢，是好像在美国它是一个 seasonal special 就是一个季节特供限量特供的然后每一次就有很多美国人会通宵达旦的去排大队就是 the McRib
Oh, the McRib sandwich the 排骨、
乐排是吧就是美国那个就是美国人很爱吃的那个 big ribs 大的那个烧烤的猪排然后麦当劳把它就夹在那个汉堡里面，做成了 the McRib.
Yeah, like, can you believe it? They took the bones out of the ribs and then just put it on a sandwich. How convenient.
哎，但这个真的是麦当劳大火的一款汉堡，我不知道在国内有没有啊。反正就像好像就前段时间不是星巴克在美国推出那个unicorn。那什么 独角兽 Frappuccino 也好多人排队买就是是属于现象级的产品诶 Spencer have you ever tried the McRib 你吃过这个吗
I think I probably had in when I was in like high school or something but I no I haven't had that in a long time I can't even remember eating it but I'm pretty sure I have
我是最近一次在美国吃一个麦当劳是 吃一个，我觉得还挺好吃，是辣辣的。人里面有什么？是什么 guacamole？
They got guacamole. They got guacamole on it now. Oh my god!
对对对，因为我很久没有吃麦当劳，然后有一次好像也是在机场什么的，就吃一个，他就新推出的，他说比较 healthy。比较健康是那个鸡没有炸过，就是什么 grill 是烤一烤的，然后里面的酱是那个墨西哥的牛油果酱 guacamole。
那个 okay, nice. Yeah, I actually absolutely love guacamole. So maybe I'll have to give in to McDonald's one of these days if they're having a guacamole chicken sandwich.
但我告诉你，后来带我儿子吃了一次那个双层吉士，还是觉得童年的回忆 double cheese is still the best.
Yeah, it's still the best. I honestly got so fat in high school from eating those because they had, you know, the dollar menu.
Oh, dollar menu, 一美金就是一个什么 happy meal 之类的是吧？
Yeah, so I used to work when I was like 15, I worked at the mall.And there's a McDonald's in the mall, and on break, I would spend $2 and get a McChicken sandwich and a double cheeseburger, and I'd eat both, and God, I did that for, it made me, I seriously gained like 20 pounds in a couple months, it like definitely made me fat. Mm-hmm.
对，因为还有可能你他就会说，可以叫什么 super size 是吧？加很少一点点的钱 ，super size your fries and your soda， 就是你的薯条和那个汽水可以特大份 super size 啊。
Yeah, well, thankfully I wasn't doing the super size. I was just buying two sandwiches off the dollar menu, but those had enough calories in them.In it to make me fat.
好好，那对我们今天跟大家分享了一些麦当劳点餐的英语，在我们今天微信推送里面有更详细的一些总结，可以帮助你下一次用英语点麦当劳啊。出国的时候，哎，有的时候方便什么，总也少不了吧。虽然不是最健康，但是 very practical， 很实用。那大家都可以到我们的推送里面来看一下。Okay, so do you like McDonald's? Do you have McDonald's at least once in a while? What is your favorite McDonald's burger? 大家都可以在今天的留言里面跟我们分享啊。好，那除了今天说的这个点餐，你还想学到什么样的话题呢？都可以在留言里面告诉我们，我和 Spencer 很乐意为你继续做节目。那当然呢，成为我们开言会员的话，其实我们现在已经有很多，有900多节，就是各类主题的很实用的英语口语课。你想学到的东西基本上我们的课程库里都有啊，所以成为开言会员的话呢，你也会学到更多更多实用的英语。大家可以到我们的微信公众号先来免费尝试一下，尝试后如果你喜欢我们的内容，我们的学习方式呢，公众号也有最优惠的一个价格，成为我们的会员，学习一年只要629，你可以学习我们所有已经推出的课以及每天发布的全新课程。 OK, thank you. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time. 再见.
Yeah, bye guys.